I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Rejoicing that the tomb is empty and that we who are constantly threatened by death have the certainty of resurrection with Christ, let us pray for our risen Lord's church and for all people. God of life, give us hearts overflowing with thankfulness that you have turned our death to life, so that we, like Mary Magdalene, do not keep this good news of Jesus' resurrection to ourselves. Use your word spoken by us and by missionaries around the world, including Dave and Luz Maria, to plant faith in unbelievers, so that they too may share Christ's life. Lord of life and God of our salvation, God of life, give us a confident faith that is ready to live for our Savior and even die for him, because you have granted us life with our Redeemer. Grant steadfastness, faithfulness, and resurrection joy to our sisters and brothers of St. Mark, Zion, Holy Cross, and Zion Lutheran churches. Lord of life and God of our salvation, God of life, guide the leaders of our land and the leaders of all countries. Instill in them your heavenly wisdom so that they use their authority to protect the helpless, to uphold justice, to resist the culture of death, and to care for all people. Watch over those who serve in the military. Bring peace to our world. Lord of life and God of our salvation, God of life, show mercy to those who are suffering from terrorist attacks and from natural disasters. Spare lives, heal bodies, restore spirits, and provide resources to help everyone in need. Lord, give to us hearts that are ready to give generously from the gifts that you give to us. Lord of life and God of our salvation, God of life, we beg you to be with the sick, the ill, the aging, and those whose hearts are aching. Comfort those who mourn. Grant to them the hope of resurrection that is for all who are in Christ. Be with Don, Matt, Tara, Steve, Barb, Naomi, Devin, Ellis, Sherry, Kathy, Bill, Mel, Jeanette, Taylor, Nina, and Sharon. Grant to each of them the peace of Christ's resurrection and healing as you know it to be best. Lord of life and God of our salvation, God of life, keep in faith all of those you have baptized into Jesus' death and resurrection. Especially, we pray for Elaine, Becky, Susan, Scott, Monica, Tom, Tammy, John, Jenna, Abby, and Susan. Bring back the members of this congregation who no longer come to receive your gifts of life. Assure all of us that we are alive in Christ, so that others see by the way we live that we are your Easter people. Lord of life and God of our salvation, God of life, thank you for your care in our lives. We rejoice with Mark and Wendy for your blessings to them through 30 years of marriage. Fill every marriage with faith in you and forgiveness for each other. Grant us thankful hearts for all that you do for us. Provide good weather for our crops and prompt us to use these eternally living bodies for your holy purposes. Lord of life and God of our salvation, God of life, as your people come to receive Christ's risen body and blood, renew our faith, fill us with repentance, forgive our sins, and strengthen us to serve you as our Savior gives us his Easter life. Lord of life and God of our salvation, now to you, the one who is able to keep us from falling, to present us faultless before the presence of your glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give
and
thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. And most especially are we bound to praise you on this day for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb, who was sacrificed for us and bore the sins of the world. By his dying, he has destroyed death, and by his rising again, he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with Mary Magdalene, Peter and John, and with all the witnesses of the resurrection, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Holy, holy,
blessed are you, Lord of heaven and earth, for you have had mercy on us, children of men, and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For Christ, our Passover Lamb, has indeed been sacrificed, and with his blood has redeemed us from sin and death. Grant us, O Lord, this Eastertide to keep the feast in sincerity and truth, that we might eat his body and drink his blood for the forgiveness of our sins, and thereby be strengthened in faith to live under him in his kingdom and serve him in everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness, just as he is risen from the dead, lives, and reigns to all eternity. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me. In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Let God, you take away the sin of the world. Have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the
Blessed and keep you as a baptized child. Holy, bless and keep you as a baptized child. This is the true body of Christ given for you. Take drink. The true blood of Christ shed for you. This is the true blood of Christ shed for you. This is the true blood of Christ shed for you. This is the true blood of Christ shed for you. This is the true blood of Christ shed for you. This is the true blood of Christ shed for you. You have received the body, the blood, and the death-defeating life of your Lord Jesus Christ. Go. It's peace.
open their burning eyes at mystery so bright.
Crown him, the Lord of life, who triumphed o'er the day and rose victorious in the strife for us in victory. His glories now we see, who died and rose on high, who died and rose
on high, who died and rose on high.
Eternal is the gift he brings.
the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of all your sins. This is the true body of Christ given for you. This is the true body of Christ given for you.
His deep peace, which evermore passes human knowing, neither could the gates of death nor the tomb's dark portal, nor the watchers nor the seal hold him. Faithful, raise the strain of triumphant gladness. God has brought his Israel into joy from sadness.
Take heed, this is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of all your sin. Take heed, this is the true body of our Lord Jesus Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of all your sin. This is the true body of Christ given for you. This is the true body of Christ given for you. True body of Christ. Thank you.
body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Let us pray. Lord of all grace, you have broken the power of death and brought life and immortality to light. Grant that we who have received your very body and blood may ever be strengthened in the true faith and made ready for life everlasting through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
He lives and I shall.